This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Your holster is way more important than you think it is. It's just way more important than you think it is. What? Look, and I get that. The holster's not the sexy part of carrying firearms, right? You want to talk about your weapon and your ammunition. You want to talk about your safety training. You want to talk about how you did at the range. Oh, look at my groups. I was doing these farrier drills today. And all that stuff's really important. I mean, really, really important. I'm not discounting that. But I've known so many people who do all those things. They take all the necessary steps, and then they carry with a holster they bought from a big box hunting store that was made 1,000 at a time. Please, don't put your life in one of those holsters. You need to trust Northwest Retention Systems because it's all custom-made gear. It's the only thing I carry around. NWRetention.com. That's NWRetention.com. Use the promo code Jesse. Get you 10% off.
This is Mr. Francis S. Curry, U.S. Army. Born in Loch Sheldrake, New York, June 29th, 1925. He was an automatic rifleman with the 3rd Platoon defending a strong point near Malmedy, Belgium on the 21st of December, 1944, when the enemy launched a powerful attack. Overrunning tank destroyers and anti-tank guns located near the strong point, German tanks advanced to the 3rd Platoon's position and, after prolonged fighting, forced the withdrawal of this group to a nearby factory. Sergeant Curry found a bazooka in the building and crossed the street to secure rockets, meanwhile enduring intense fire from enemy tanks and hostile infantrymen who had taken up a position at a house a short distance away. In the face of small arms, machine gun, and artillery fire, he, with a companion, knocked out a tank with one shot. Moved to another position, he observed three Germans in the doorway of an enemy-held house. He killed or wounded all three of them with his automatic rifle. He emerged from cover and advanced alone within 50 yards of the house, intent on wrecking it with rockets. Covered by friendly fire, he stood erect and fired a shot which knocked down half of one wall. While in this forward position, he observed 5 Americans who'd been pinned down for hours by fire from the house and 3 tanks. Realizing they could not escape until the enemy tank and infantry guns had been silenced, Sergeant Curry crossed the street to a vehicle where he procured an armful of anti-tank grenades. These he launched while under heavy enemy fire, driving the tankmen from the vehicles into the house. He then climbed onto a half truck in full view of the Germans and fired a machine gun at the house. Oh, I'm not done. Once again changing his position, he manned another machine gun whose crew had been killed. Under his covering fire, the 5 soldiers were able to retire to safety. Deprived of tanks and with heavy infantry casualties, the enemy was forced to withdraw. Through his extensive knowledge of weapons and by his heroic and repeated braving of murderous enemy fire, Sergeant Curry was greatly responsible for inflicting heavy losses in men and material on the enemy, for rescuing 5 comrades, 2 of whom were wounded, and for stemming an attack which threatened to flank his battalion's position. Mr. Francis S. Curry. I did not look this up. Chris tells me, did he die at 94? He's still alive at 94, Chris. He died at 94 back in New York. Lived to fight another day. Does not hurt to remember who the great people in our society are and have been, and the people who are responsible for the world we live in today, for the nation we inherited it.
You don't have to dip forever. You know that, right? You don't have to smoke forever. And the reason I say it like that is I have been that guy. I've been that guy. I dipped for so long. And what would happen is I would decide I'm going to quit. That's bad for me. I'm going to quit. I'm a man. I don't need any help. I'm just going to quit cold turkey. And I would fail time and time and time again. I tried things like the patch. That didn't work. Gum, sunflower seeds. I tried it all. It's just a matter of finding the right thing to help you quit. That's Jake's Mint Chew. Go, put in your dip. Just make sure it's Jake's Mint Chew. It's tobacco-free, it's nicotine-free, it's even sugar-free. And I highly recommend, just a personal choice, I highly recommend their CBD pouches because it really helps take that extra edge off. Get a jakesmintchew.com. That's jakesmintchew.com. chew.com. Make sure you use the promo code Jesse at checkout. When you do that, you get 10% off.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.